There has been a lot of talk recently about concussions in NFL players, but the recent severe head injury of a San Jose high school football player brings the discussion closer to home and closer to my heart. As a former athlete, I trained through many injuries, and now, as a pediatric doctor in training, the patients I see with head injuries are often youth involved in sports. Concussions are common in young athletes, with about one-third of high school football players experiencing one. A child's brain responds differently to injury than the adult brain. One of the most feared complications, seen only in children and adolescents, is called second impact syndrome, when a second concussion occurs before the first concussion heals. The brain swells severely, usually with fatal consequences. It can result from minor head injuries without any passing out. One concussion also puts athletes at increased risk for a second concussion and for post-concussive syndrome, where kids can have dizziness, headaches, difficulty concentrating, and other problems months after the injury. Experts agree that no athlete should play while still having symptoms from a head injury, but I can tell you that they are. I saw one 16-year-old boy after he was hit in the head during a baseball game. He hadn't told anyone he was having symptoms. He felt pressure to perform, but he also didn't know about the dangers of a concussion. As a young gymnast, I remember feeling the same pressures to train through injuries. There are many rewards for playing, but none for sitting out, and coaches often don't support those who do. This is where we can intervene. Many cases of severe head injury could be prevented simply by keeping symptomatic athletes out of the game. Awareness among players, parents, coaches, and trainers needs to be increased so we can keep our young athletes healthy and safe. The Center for Disease Control offers a great toolkit to guide everyone involved. There is still a lot that needs to be learned about head injury in children, but we can start by increasing awareness about management of concussions. With a Perspective, I'm Jenny Wilson.
The opinions expressed in the Perspective series are those of the commentators and not necessarily those of its funder or KQED Public Radio. Local underwriting is provided by Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, with offices nationwide, including San Francisco and New York. Leif Cabraser represents plaintiffs in personal injury, defective products, consumer and employment cases. On the internet at lchb.com.